Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Calling Tau City, turn on your radio. I know we had some words last time, but that was so long ago. I got your message. It was a little harsh, you know. It's still a little hard for me to hear. Please take it slow.
Welcome to Starship Sofa, part of the District of Wonders Network. Everyone has a story in the District of Wonders. Come and find yours.
I'm tuning in to your transmissions. I'm rooting, waiting to be found. And I'm building rockets. I'm pointing them to the moon.
This is the Starship Sova. Everybody, welcome. Hello and welcome to... Sure, there isn't a number. No. This is, to be honest, this is... It's a strange one. But trust us, it's a very strange one. Very strange for me as well. It's all to do with... I seem kind of upbeat, so, you know, it's all to do with my health. Yeah. I did a video, it's been a few months in the making this, I did a video on YouTube, and I've pulled the audio from that, and I'm just going to play it now, because you'll understand I don't want to kind of talk about this again, but I'll play this, you know, and hopefully we'll see you in a couple of weeks' time. I've got a little section from Amy to come, and we've got stories coming as well. But I'll play this and then you'll understand what kind of position I'm in.
2 days after Steve died, I'm in South Tyneside Hospital having a CAT scan for a possible cancer of the bladder. Oh. Right then. This is going to be I don't know, to be honest. It's going to be a kind of weird video for me to make. And all I'm going to do is just sit down and talk. And I'm going to get emotional. I'm getting emotional now, but we'll try and crack through that. So, where to begin? Let's start at the very beginning. It's not as bad as, you know, when I start. So for a while, and even up here when I do videos, you know what I mean? And I've always kind of said, I've got the bladder the size of a walnut. You know what I mean? And that's kind of a weird thing to start off a video. But, you know, I've always kind of like, never, and my wife said, you need to train your bladder. Drink lots of water and go to it builds up, you get a better bladder, you can hold, and that's the problem. I can't hold me water, I can't hold me drink, and I never had been able to. And I can even remember like working in the control room of my old work, you know what I mean? I would kind of have one of these big things of orange juice, and I'd be like, you'd have to, because our control room's like a secure one, it was all like, because it was the control room, you know what I mean? It was all like security passes, and you had to go through kind of glass doors and everything like that to get to the toilet. And I was like always having to like go through this 17 times a day, and I was thinking people must just think I'm going for a quick fag, or you know what I mean, that kind of thing. Well, it got, you know, it. We went to about say 6 months ago. We kind of went to Windermere, and there was one night, and it was with the kids, and we all had this lovely time, to be honest. But I was up through the night, and yes, I'd had like, I mean, I don't drink, but I drink kind of Coke now, and I've kind of stopped drinking for about 2 years now. Don't miss it at all, to be honest. But there was one night where we kind of went out for a pizza meal, you know what I mean, and I was like drinking Coke and that, but I was up 7 times through the night. And I was like, from there I was like, that ain't right, man, that's just not, you know what I mean, why can, like... And yes, the younger people, you know what I mean? I kind of look at my son and he can just like go once, you know what I mean? And it's just like, and it comes out like a waterfall, you know what I mean? It's like a geyser when he goes to the toilet, you know what I mean? You can kind of hear it in the kitchen. And for me, it's just like, that's no fire hose there. So this is where it kind of gets a little bit kind of hard. We lost Steve, as you know, and that just like... Bloody hell, you know what I mean? I just, even now, I've kind of buried my head and tried, you know, when I come up here, I kind of try not to think. It's harder in the garden because he's like advice and he's, you know, he's just, his presence is here. Even in this garden, he was never here, but he knew this garden the back of his hand. Do you know what I mean? So he would say in like a little throwaway comment, to only just make sure you've that little kind of thing on the cauliflowers is just check it out. He knew everything. He knew each bed, do you know what I mean? And to lose Steve so quickly, just, I mean, it knocked everyone, I'm not kind of, but it knocked me. 2 days after Steve died, I'm in South Tyneside Hospital having a CAT scan for a possible cancer of the bladder. Do you know what I mean? And it's just like, I don't know. Anyway, at that time, I didn't know, do you know what I mean? Kind of, and that's what I'm kind of getting around to kind of saying, do you know what I mean? You don't know until you know. So I have this CAT scan. Then, if you remember, we went down to Bristol and we stayed in this cottage and everything up to that time was fine. And, you know, I didn't know, you know, the kind of anything results or anything like that. Gets back, the day after we get back from the first time we went into this cottage, because we're doing this cottage as like a pre-run for this holiday we've just had, you know, see if it was all right, because there was a few people going down, it was fine, it was lovely. We had a fantastic time. The day I gets back, I had to go for, you know, I had the CAT scan, then I've had to go for, and it, you're awake, and it's like a kind of camera up, you know, your water works. And that's a bizarre thing as well, the kind of just the craziest thing. So the day after we come back from that time, I'm in Sunderland kind of Royal Hospital or in Sunderland Hospital, and I'm waiting in this room to have this procedure. You know, I'm not like knocked out or anything like that. It's all done kind of when you're awake, they give you a little bit of anaesthetic and the kind of I mean, two nurses, kind of. And I'm waiting, and this, I hate hospitals, you know what I mean, fancy. But it's always like, there's always rooms where there's no windows, and I get a little bit kind of claustrophobic, and I've got anxiety, and it kind of just, you know what I mean, anything sets it off, height sets it off, kind of claustrophobic sets it off. And I'm getting, you know, and eventually, like 25 minutes later, you know, sitting in this gown with a backside hanging out, you know what I mean, the nurse comes in, before I've even had the operation. And she says, we've had a look at your CAT scan on your bladder. We're kind of 90% sure. She says, I'm 90% sure. She says, you know, we'll go through all the procedures that you've got cancer. Oh, when you hear them words, mother fucker. I don't know how brave you are. Man. Up until that point, do you know what I mean? I'm not saying it was a laugh or anything, but I wasn't taking it seriously. Fuck me, man, when you hear that. Do you know what I mean? She says, I've seen enough. She says, we're not 100% sure. We're going to get you in, you know, and we'll have a little look. And Melanie's sitting in the car, and, you know, we've got this new Volvo. Melanie's cleaning it out in the car park with a little Hoover. Because she says, I'll wait for you. I'll just clean the car out. I goes in. You know what I mean? And it's too lovely. Honestly, it's unreal how nice the people are. And they put this camera up, and funny enough, she says, do you want to have a look? And I had a look, and she says, there. You know what I mean? And to me, I couldn't see anything. But then I seen this thing. This thing was like a limpet or some kind of, it almost looked like, I'm not going to say like a crustacean, but it was just something there. You know, I was like, all right. And I thought that was part of the kind of, you know, the thing, the mechanics of it. And they said, you know, after that, she says, we'll sit you in the room, we'll have a little chat, can you bring your wife in? Again, these are things you don't want to hear. Do you know what I mean? It's best if you bring your wife in, we're going to have a little chat. And I was like, this is... And it's... I know this is a cliche, and I know it's kind of, but when the... It's honestly other people. This happens to other people. And it's just like, eh? This is me. This is like, inside here, I'm a 14-year-old boy who, like, wears short pants, who loves Star Wars, who, like, likes science fiction, who likes gadgets, who's just a kid. And to be told that, bring your wife in, we need to have a, you know, a serious chat. And I remember Melanie's voice. When I phoned her, I remember a tone. Do you know what I mean? It just, like, it just hit her, and it was just, like, up until that point, it had been, like... Because I've had, like, you know, I've had the camera up there, I've had a... camera's been everywhere this last one. You hit bloody 55. I had a polyp in the bowel, and, you know, that's still, you know, you're waiting for results, and I never kind of... And the result come, yeah, everything's okay. We're going to take it out, just to be safe, but it's not cancerous, you know what I mean? So I was in that kind of frame of mind. And then, like I say, we got Melanie came in, and then after seeing it on video, she was 99% sure it was cancerous. You know what I mean? What they're going to do now, she says, is we're going to bring you back in. She says, we still don't know exactly. We're going to bring you back in about a fortnight. Nobody picked it up, and I'll mention this in a second. Nobody picked it up. I thought someone might have done. We're going to have to put you to sleep, which was a thing that... And scared the shit out of us, I'll be honest. When I was a kid, I had my teeth knocked out. It put gas on. I was fighting everything. That's traumatic as well. So in 2 weeks' time, we're going to knock you out. And it's like a solid rod kind of thing. We're going to go up and scrape the cancer off, give you a chemo flush. This is what they said. And the word chemo, it just, honestly... And this is why I've been doing the kind of daily videos. It's just the one thing I can kind of forget. Get it off, you know what I mean? Just get that darkness away and just be with yous. I know it sounds, be with yous and just talk about gardening and like the mundane of pulling a weed, you know what I mean? Like fighting weeds and butterflies. That's what I want to do. I don't want to kind of talk about chemo, hair loss and everything like that. So... 2 weeks come, and like I say, this thing about being put to sleep, to be honest, put me in a... I know I've got the thing, why I'm getting put to sleep, but it put me in a hell of a dark place. To be honest, I was just terrified. I went in on this day. You know, you walk in with your bag, and you're just walking in, and it was like a... Apparently, it was a day surgery, but there was a chance they might keep me in. Do you know what I mean? So I was kind of... Sorry, I had to kind of... The camera overheated there. It's getting too emotional as well. I had to kind of cool it down. So anyways, I goes in for this operation. And like I say, I'm in this day centre. They give you these white socks. And it seemed to take ages. Do you know what I mean? You're sitting in this reception area with everybody for an hour. Then I moved to this other room. The anaesthetic came. And anaesthetist came, sorry, and talked about it. Then I was waiting another hour, then another hour. And then I was eventually... given gowns, changed, and then she said, the next time you go, you'll be going down. By that time, it's been like 4 hours or something, you know what I mean? And I seem to, like, go over the hurdle of being scared of this, you know, getting put to sleep, and I just kind of accepted it. And to be honest, there was nothing to worry about, you know what I mean? A big soft sod, nothing to worry about. I come out of it, and I'm in the kind of recovery area, and the surgeon comes in, and, you know, I'm thinking this is the end, because what she said was, the nurse, when she rang up to tell us about this procedure, they give you, like, advice of what's going to happen. She says, we're going in to get it out. It's not just an exploratory to see if it's cancer. We're going to go in there to get it out. That's the whole thing. You know what I mean? I came out of it, you know, and thinking, and man, did I want to go to the toilet. And I didn't realise I had a catheter there. And for an hour, I like, and I didn't realise I could just let it go. You know, I'm trying to hold on to my wee because I just was so confused. And he actually didn't say, the young lad who's kind of looking after us, just let it go. It's a feeling. But I thought I would wee myself and it was just going into a bloody bag anyways. Anyways, the surgeon came in, you know, to kind of check, you know, how are you doing, Tony, all right? He says, I'll be honest, he says, what I've got is, so this is the kind of description. I've got a bladder, which is, you know, I guess, just think of it the size of an orange or maybe, a grapefruit size. And it only happens, or it happens only to males, and it only happens, I'm not sure how many, but not every male has this effect. I've got, like, another bladder attached to that bladder. And this other little bladder is the one that's gone cancerous. Now, I don't know if I've had this, I forgot to kind of ask that, if this little bladder has been there since I've been born, or is it something that's just kind of happened and developed? So there's like a melon, not a melon, say like a grapefruit size with like a two-thirds size golf ball on the side. Now, what they said when he came, he says, you know, and to be honest, I'm anxious about going to, you know, I can't go to the theatre because I need to go to the toilet that often. You know, when the pictures, I've got to sit at the Nile. It's such a, going on a journey to Bristol, it's an anxious thing. Do you know what I mean? It's like, it stresses a bit because I haven't got that capacity to kind of hold me wee. So he came out and he said, to be honest, Tony, he says, well, you know, and this is when I'm kind of coming through, but I was awake enough. He says, I think we're going to have to take the bladder out. He says, it's looking like that's the, you know, the best option. He says, we could cut it, but he says, it's in such a difficult place. We could cut that off, this kind of thing, but it's such an awkward place. He says, it's not 100% going to be a success. And I was like, when I heard, I was like, I'm all right. Yeah, you know what I mean? Take it off, you know what I mean? That's it, get it off. It'll ease all the kind of, the worry of the bladder thing. Yes, I'm going to have a bag, yes, this, you know what I mean, the kind of, you know, I was all right. Then, and this is what, I thought I was in a dark place then, you know what I mean, I thought that was the end of it, honestly. Then he said, but the CT scans picked up a couple of nodules on your lung, and we need to check them out. And I was like, this is where I kind of, and I don't know if I kind of should have had some sort of, I don't know, something to kind of pick us up or something, but this is where I, because then I'm thinking, straight away I'm thinking, it's spread, there's cancer spread, I have got cancer, it's spread to me lungs, you know, and I'm thinking of like, bless him, Steve, if that's how kind of, do you know what I mean, and, so anyway, I get wheeled into the room, I'm there overnight, they pull the catheter out, do you know what I mean? I guess the letters, they keep coming now, do you know what I mean? Once you're in the system. So I get a letter after all that, and bear in mind, I thought that would be it, but it's not. It's like, and you never, I mean, they kind of tell you until they know. So all they can tell you is what they know. So, you know what I mean, they need to kind of find out. You know, I went to see the consultant after, you know, and how are you, Tony? You know what I mean? He's just nicest guy. Been in Bristol, lived in Bristol, lived in Clifton, where it's like, it's my little kind of mecca down there. I love it. There's a holiday place. He says, this is where we're at. He says, and he's blunt as anything. Do you know what I mean? I guess he's got to be. He says, so we've got this bladder problem. And he told us the kind of, and he says, do you want to have a look at it? And I didn't. I says, and I was just in some sort of kind of bizarre place. Do you know what I mean? I was kind of, Melanie was there, so Melanie was taking it all in, I wasn't taking it in. And this, from this talk, was like, it pushed me so far down. It was just like, I kind of probably should have been had something to kind of pick us up. It was just been horrific. They need to check. We need to find out what these nodules are before we can do this operation. And if this cancer has spread to the lungs, then we're not going to do the operation. It's not worth it. We're going to give you chemo, and then you'll be in like a palliative care. And I don't know, you know what I mean? How long you got? Do you know what I mean? And Steve didn't have long at all. Do you know what I mean? And you're in that position where if it's spread, you know, I'm not saying you can, you know what I mean? But it's, he says, we need to get you a PET scan before we can do anything. And they give us like a kit, like a practice test kit for all this kind of, and I just wasn't bothered. It was this nodules on me lung were kind of the thing that I've got to, you know, like, get through. I get a date for a, like, and now it's getting close to Reed's graduation. So we'll put in a date, of, I think, the 4th of, to see him again. I had to have a thing called a PET scan, which is not a CAT scan. Similar kind of thing, but I'll tell you about it. It's really not. Because he says, oh, yeah, it's like a donut machine and you go through. Really not. But Reed's graduation was, you know what I mean? And he was going on holiday, so we'll pick the date. Then he had to cancel it because he says, oh, I've mixed up my dates for my holiday. I had to see him on the 2nd, so that was yesterday. When I'm recording this on the 3rd, just after that tour we've just watched, just done. I had to have a PET scan before I went to, I don't know, where, Bristol. Sorry, I'm getting a little bit, you know what I mean? You can understand. So we had to book in a PET scan. It had to be at the Freeman Hospital, which is about 10 miles away, which is the only one. Again, it was just like in and out. But I went to the Freeman Hospital. Again, it was underground. There, all these places are underground. No wind, there's nothing. And I heard the nurse say to her, like a lady, right, I'm going to give you an injection. If we can just wait, we'll wait about an hour and then we'll do the scan. And I was like, oh, what's this? You know, because the CAT scans, you're kind of on the bench, and away. I was like, all right. So they called me eventually, you know, and she says, right, she says, this is how it's going to work, Tony. She says, the PET scan's a little bit different from a CAT scan. We're going to give you an injection of radiation. Kid you not. Right? She says, then we're going to have to wait an hour for it to go through your system. Then we'll do the scan. I was like, right. And I'm, no work of a lie, it came in a lead-lined box, this injection thing, and it was all like, you couldn't get into it, so it was like a box of radiation. That's how she just said it's radiation. And they put the needle in through a few contraptions, pulled out this liquid, put it inside us, and this liquid would show through this PET scan everything. You know what I mean? It was kind of, this is, then I had to go to Bristol and try and enjoy myself. And funny enough, the first day I got there, kind of, I broke down, to be honest. Only Benley's seen it, like, because the last time we were there, cancer wasn't an option. You know what I mean? Yeah, I'd had the CAT scan, but I wasn't thinking that it could have went anywhere like this. Do you know what I mean? When I went there the second time we were unloading the car, I just started to bawl my eyes out. And Melanie's kind of hugging us away and hugging us away. And anyway, so in the graduation day, I didn't, because every day you think you're going to die. Do you know what I mean? That's like, how long have I got? And I've been sowing all these seeds, planting all this, and it's like, it's hollow. It's fucking hollow what you feel. Do you know what I mean? We've booked to see ABC, that 80s band, in February with an orchestra. And I'm thinking, what's the point? You know what I mean? Hell, such a dark place. We had to see the consultant. I got a letter saying, can you come in on the 2nd to see us? Do you know what I mean? And we'll have a chat. You know what I mean? The results should be back. We'll have a, you know, of your lung. We'll have a, this was kind of yesterday. Funny enough, I had a good night's sleep. Do you know what I mean? I kind of, you know what I mean? That was, So we went 9:15. Do you know what I mean? I was up at bloody 6 o'clock. 9:15, and you know, I said hello, Tony Smith, for the kind of thing, and everything was just kind of, fuck me, just bizarre. It was just like I was in a dream, to be honest. As soon as we sat in the waiting room, full, to be honest, Tony, can you just come through? I was like, and it was a nurse that was in kind of almost like regimental gear. It's just like top. And I was thinking, oh, fuck me, this is like... And I walked into the room. And he said it hadn't spread. He said there's no cancer anywhere. Just this thing. Did exactly this when I seen him. Melanie was hugging us, and I was just in some sort of like, do you know what I mean? He said, forget all that. He says, we've had looks. He actually did say they'll monitor it, and he says, there was something in a gland, and he says, we'll come to that later. He says, I'm not bothered about that now. And he says, it hasn't kind of shown up as cancerous, but there's something in a gland up there. He says, they'll come and get you, and they'll probably put a needle in and see what it is. And I'm not, he says, don't even worry about that yet. Let's concentrate on this. And he says, funny enough, your bladder is in pristine condition. He says, if we could save it, it's like a perfect bladder. He says, it's this thing on the end, and because this cancer in the bladder, or this, you know, this cancer, it thrives in urine. He says, this is the only way. So I've got to have the bladder removed. So I'm going to have, and I've had a little kind of practice now, like a bladder bag on, like a stoma bag, what I think they call them, and that's booked now for round about the 15th of August. Maybe, he says, maybe the 21st, somewhere around there, because there's a strike on. But he says, and when the first time he talked about it, I never kind of took much notice of it. It sounds a pretty horrific thing, but the horrificness is nowhere near as horrific as the other option of kind of, you know what I mean, what could have been. So basically, it's done by a robot. I think, you know, the consultant's there, and it's done by a robot. I'm turned upside down. It takes an hour to knock us out or get us into this kind of deep state. I think it's 3 hours to remove the bladder. It's an hour to kind of build up and put the stoma back. Then it's another hour to bring us out of recovery. I'm in there for about 5 days. First day you'll be fine, he says. Second day your tummy starts to hurt. Third day it kind of extends and it's full of gas. If you don't fart it out, we've got to put a tube down your nose into your gut to get out this gas. He says, I think he said about a third of the folks he does has to go down that way, which yeah, we'll just have to put up, you know what I mean? So he says, hope I can fart like a bloody trooper. And then he said, recovery's round about 6 to 12 weeks. No lift, no driving, definitely for like 6 weeks. She says, the lady, the nurse said, who were just gorgeous, to be honest, you've got to be able to withstand like an emergency break. You know what I mean? Because they don't just take out the bladder. They take out the prostate. They take out the glands. They take everything out. Do you know what I mean? It's a kind of whole kind of kit. And the whole kit comes out. There's 6 holes. 6 insertions, the biggest is probably about 2 inches, where they have to kind of soak out the bladder and all that kind of thing. But what it means is, I don't know, do you know what I mean? Like, because I mentioned about the garden, and do you know what I mean? And like I say, this is my little world, this, and maybe I can stand with a hose pipe for a bit, but a lot of it's going to be kind of just left, do you know what I mean? And I'm paranoid about the weeds taking over and things like that, and yeah, you know, Melanie said she's going to come up, they're coming up, and they're going to water, and, you know, Aidan's will come up at the daughter's boyfriend. You know, the son's still here. I think he really goes back down in a couple of weeks' time. You know, so hopefully it's kind of... But there's not... And there's not going to be probably as, you know, as many videos, and that's that kind of... I'll miss that. Do you know what I mean? I love doing it. Like I say, that was the one thing, the videos, just for them few hours of, like, filming and editing. Nothing... Thoughts were there, you know. No, but unfortunately, I'm not going to be doing many videos. I'm still going to... I mean, I've got a bike coming tonight. Another bloody e-bike's coming tonight. I've got... You know, I want to do the kind of... The pizza, cook fresh tomatoes on the pizza, and, you know... We'll just see how the... You know, how I go. Obviously, I'm going to be kind of sitting down, you know, and showing you my bag. Do you know what I mean? You've got to say that. You know what I mean? You're in for it for the ride. But, yes... That's it. And I even, you know what I mean, got a message off Steve, because I couldn't go to Steve's funeral, and that has preyed on us so much, and that's because I was thinking I was going the same way, you know what I mean? I could have went, you know, in time-wise, yeah, I was, you know, going through CAT scans, and, oh, this scan I got, have I jumped? This PET scan with the radiation was like, because I'm claustrophobic, and this, I just forgot about mentioning this, It's a wider, it's a thicker tube. You know, it's not like a kind of MRI scan where the whole body's in, but it's probably from my knees to my head long. But you're in there for 20 minutes, and you eventually kind of, you jut out. So every, say, 4 minutes, you'll move a little bit and move a little bit, and it does the full kind of first time... Because when I've had the injection, you know, I fell asleep waiting in the hour, in the room, you know what I mean? I fell asleep. She woke us up and she's like, "Tony, your turn." And I seen this machine, I clocked it straight away. I went, And there's all this kind of beaches and blue sky, you know, it's all done nicely. But I clocked this machine and I went, she says, "Well, just going to take about 20, 25 minutes. I just went pale, do you know what I mean? Kind of, even the thought of, like, the cancer, this thing, you know what I mean? It's just like... I went in, and then it just kind of, it goes up, man. It goes right up, so you're there. Do you know what I mean? I went, wow, 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 wow. They ran in. I don't know why, there's obviously something, you know what I mean? They ran in, and what's wrong, Tony? Are you all right? I says, this is not what I expected. She talked us through it, set it away again. Wow, wow, wow. Stopped it again. They ran in. She says, it's got to be done. I says... She says, have you got any Valium? I says, I always carry some in case I get a panic attack, which I, touch wood, I don't have them now. I said, I've got one. Oh, she says, but it'll take 20 minutes, 30 minutes. There's a queue, we've got a queue. We might not get you done today. Well, I knew I had to get it done today because of the second, and then he's on holiday, and that, you know what I mean? And I just said, put us, you know what I mean? And it, again, this thing kind of washed over. And I went in and I did it. You know what I mean? I was shaking. I couldn't stop this. And I'm thinking, it's going to be a void kind of shot, video, or like photograph, because my backside off the bench, my knees were like, honestly, I was like that because of this. You know, you're there. And she gave us a face mask. You know what I mean? I kind of took that off. And actually, you had to put your hands behind your head. And she says, is it better if you put your hands behind your side? This is like the second time I went, I might try that. But then she wrapped us in this kind of steel, like metal, like heavy lead, I don't know what, blanket, like with Velcro. So I was like that. So that's the second time I went in, was like that. I was like, oh, no. But the third time was all right. And when I come out, she says, Tony, you've been a lovely big boy. And she gave us some cookies, some biscuits. Like a little packet of custard creams for being so brave. So, that's it. And to be honest, like, there's two ways I'm looking at the moment. The father-in-law had bowel cancer and had lung cancer, different types, different parts of his lifetime, lived till he's 90. I've just heard my granddad, my mother didn't tell us this, but my granddad had a bowel bag on him, you know, and live till like he's 90. I've heard all these kind of, you know, you live with it, you know, it's going to be a weird thing having this, but it's in a way it's going to be kind of a little bit more relaxing, where I can just carry it, you know, empty it when I need, instead of this kind of panic that sets in, you know what I mean? It kicks, this is what kicks off anxiety. I can go to the theatre now, I can watch some kind of opera. They're going to put us in touch with someone who's like a bit of a like a liaison guy who's been there and who's had this bag for 15 years, who's great and chats about it, how he lives with it. Do you know what I mean? On a night time, I think I connect it to a bigger. If anyone's out there who's going through, who's going, you know what I mean? Hey, listen, I'll have a chat with you. You have like a night time bag, you know what I mean? On your, and you kind of click it off. Apparently, you empty them every 6 to 7 times a day, which is quite a lot, I was thinking, because that's longer than, say, if I went to see, like, Avatar, the movie, 3-hour movie. But this, she said, the nurse said, there's loads of workarounds. You just have another bag on your leg. So you have a bag there, going into a bag there. She says, there's every scenario you can think of. There's a method for it. So that's the way it is. And like I say, this option is, because straight away, like you mentioned, this has got to come out. But when he said the lung thing, it was just like, that's the thing that I couldn't get out of this kind of thing until I realised this. Now I can kind of concentrate on this and, you know, get that and live with that, which is one of the things. It's better than living the other way and not knowing, do you know what I mean? And not having, I mean, like you say, bloody Steve and... Yeah. And that's been the... And I had, you know, I kind of told... I told a few people, I told the potty mouth, and they've just been lovely, you know what I mean, everyone in there. But Audrey mentioned this thing straight away, and Audrey comes up with, like, doesn't chat much in our little kind of WhatsApp thing, but just says the kind of the things you want to hear. And she says, it's not Steve's cancer, it's yours, it's totally different. Something like in them, and that helped, you know what I mean? It just was, like, awesome. So I just want to thank them. And I told Ian, you're growing local as well. And that's all I've kind of mentioned, to be honest. And I've wanted to kind of mention this, and but I didn't know I didn't know my route. And it just kept on like, something else. But now I can kind of sit and think, right, whatever happens, I know which direction I'm going. Do you know what I mean? I'm not going down this freaking dark path just yet. But it does feel like, I kind of, you know, although my father-in-law lived to like 90, and you hear loads of people living, you know what I mean, after they've had that, like, it is 1 in 500 have got this bag. It does feel like there's, like Jaws, there's a drop of water went into an ocean, and there's sharks. Do you know what I mean? When you've had cancer, there's kind of, it's like that kind of thing, you know what I mean? So, there we go. I think this might have went on a little bit too long, but you know what I mean. So I'm hopefully going to be here. I'm hopefully going to be, you know, coming up and doing videos. We'll just see. But I just wanted to tell you, I've wanted to tell you for ages, to be honest. But again, I didn't know which way. Look after yourself. I'm going to unpack a bike now. I've got everything to do before the bloody 15th. Take good care.
Thank you for listening. Time I get my say, I might already be on to you and on my way, but you're so far from here, and at best I'm moving slow, so I'm waiting on your call at home with nowhere to go. Can you reach me? Is my signal getting through? Turn on your radio, I wanna talk to you, I wanna talk to you. Thank you.
If I could cast myself on a radio wave, I might get to you someday. If books were rocket ships, I'd need only the will to fly. I'm still building word by word, and I'll get out there by and by. I'll get out there by and by. I'll get out there. I'll get out there by and by. I'll get out there by and by. I'll get out there.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. I'm Mary from the Bay.
And I'm Courtney from L.A. TJG is the podcast where we spill all the tea on your favorite reality TV shows, celebrity gossip, and everything in between. We're here to bring you our unfiltered opinions, hilarious commentary, and plenty of laughs along the way.
We're two SDSU Delta Gamma sisters with a microphone and a whole lot of opinions. Each week, we dive headfirst into the wild world of reality television, from Bravo to all the trash TV you could want. We break down the drama, dissect the latest scandals, and share our thoughts on everything from the jaw-dropping moments to the embarrassing antics.
But that's not all. We're not here to just gossip. We're here to connect with you, the jurors, and share our love of all things pop culture. Whether we're dishing on the latest celebrity breakups, discussing our favorite guilty pleasure movies, or sharing embarrassing stories from our own lives, we promise to keep it real, keep it fun, and keep you coming back for more.
Come judge with us.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.